Chapter 2. Practice 1. Dan is having an English lesson. His teacher is reading a story. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions. Now listen to the story. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The story will be played 2 times. The story will begin now.
Old Mrs. Poon had a cat called Tubby. One day, Tubby disappeared. Mrs. Poon was very worried about him. The next morning, Mrs. Poon was sitting on a bench in the park when her neighbour Lucy saw her. "What's wrong, Mrs. Poon?" asked Lucy. "You look glum." "Yes, I am. My cat Tubby has disappeared. He must be hungry and cold now," replied Mrs. Poon.
"Don't worry, I'll help you find him," said Lucy. "What does Tubby look like?"
"Thank you, dear," said Mrs. Poon. "Tubby is a white cat. His hair is thick and soft like a teddy bear. I gave him a red collar with a bell. When he walks, the bell gives out a small ringing sound."
Question 1. What was the missing cat's name? Question 2. Why did Lucy say, "What's wrong?" Question 3. Which one was the missing cat?
Lucy and Mrs. Poon looked for Tubby together. First, they looked under all the benches in the park, but Tubby wasn't there. Then they checked all the rubbish bins, but they couldn't find him. After that, they walked along the streets, but they had no luck. Finally, they went back to their building. They went up and down the stairs twice, but Tubby wasn't there either.
"I have an idea," said Lucy. "Let's take out a piece of paper and stick a photo of Tubby on it. Then write your phone number and a message saying that Tubby is missing. We can put it on the notice board in the building," she continued. "If our neighbours see Tubby, they'll bring him back to you."
Question 4. Where did they look for the missing cat? Put the pictures in the correct order. Question 5. What did Lucy suggest?
Later that day, Lucy visited her grandma, who lived next door. There was a white cat curled up on the sofa. It looked very comfortable.
"I didn't know you had a cat, Grandma," cried Lucy.
"Shh, you'll wake him up," Grandma whispered.
yesterday I opened the front door and this cat came into my flat. I thought nobody looked after him, so I decided to keep him. I'm thinking of a nice name for him. Lucy looked at the cat's red collar with a bell. Oh, Grandma! I know who this cat belongs to. Can I use your phone?
Question 6. How did Lucy's grandma speak? Question 7. What do you think will happen next? Question 8. The best title for this story is... Listen to the story again and check your answers.
Old Mrs. Poon had a cat called Tubby. One day, Tubby disappeared. Mrs. Poon was very worried about him. The next morning, Mrs. Poon was sitting on a bench in the park when her neighbour Lucy saw her. "What's wrong, Mrs. Poon?" asked Lucy. "You look glum." "Yes, I am. My cat Tubby has disappeared. He must be hungry and cold now," replied Mrs. Poon. "Don't worry, I'll help you find him," said Lucy. "What does Tubby look like?" "Thank you, dear," said Mrs. Poon. "Tubby is a white cat. His hair is thick and soft like a teddy bear. I gave him a red collar with a bell. When he walks, the bell gives out a small ringing sound." Lucy and Mrs. Poon looked for Tubby together. First, they looked under all the benches in the park, but Tubby wasn't there. Then they checked all the rubbish bins, but they couldn't find him. After that, they walked along the streets, but they had no luck. Finally, they went back to their building. They went up and down the stairs twice, but Tubby wasn't there either.
"I have an idea," said Lucy. "Let's take out a piece of paper and stick a photo of Tubby on it. Then write your phone number and a message saying that Tubby is missing. We can put it on the notice board in the building," she continued. "If our neighbours see Tubby, they'll bring him back to you." Later that day, Lucy visited her grandma, who lived next door. There was a white cat curled up on the sofa. It looked very comfortable.
"I didn't know you had a cat, Grandma," cried Lucy.
"Shh, you'll wake him up," Grandma whispered. "Yesterday I opened the front door and this cat came into my flat. I thought nobody looked after him, so I decided to keep him. I'm thinking of a nice name for him." Lucy looked at the cat's red collar with a bell.
"Oh, Grandma! I know who this cat belongs to. Can I use your phone?"
This is the end of practice 1.